Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, and given that it's Valentine's Day, what would be better than to have a live acoustic session with Maya Walters? How are you, Maya?
I'm doing real good. How you doing, Hunter?
I'm all right. Well, I know you drove all the way down here from Richmond today to be on this very program, and we appreciate that.
Oh, of course.
What would you like to play for us first here?
I'm going to play an original called Hippogriff Falls.
Excellent. Here's Maya Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Crystal clear kisses of my lawless reverie. Ambiguous delirium keeps my free and easy still. For me, I'll be a balmy moderation of despondency.
Yes, we need to applaud. Maya Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise. The name of that song again?
Hippogriff Falls.
Hippogriff Falls. How old is that song?
I wrote that song, it was in my old apartment, so it must have been 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So ages and ages ago is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, and welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, good. And, of course, we might mention that you came with your parents here this morning.
Yeah, Mom and Dad drove me.
Yeah? Well, it's good to have them here, and I'm glad that you're here as well. So tell me about what you're doing with music. You seem to be not in the blues mode. You're more in the acoustic mode there.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I write mostly acoustic music on guitar and ukulele. I play with people around Richmond. I used to be in a bluegrass band. I actually toured with a rapper from Baltimore for a while. I was in...
A rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was doing backup vocals and running lights and sound for him. I went to I traveled over to Kuwait to do a different project. I'm all over the place. I don't like to settle down in one genre.
Yeah, you play a lot of different instruments too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, primarily voice. But I also play flute, ukulele, guitar, spoons, a little bit of clarinet, played some washboard.
Wow.
Trying to learn mandolin, play some piano.
Wow.
I think everyone plays piano, though.
So. Are you still in school or are you out?
I graduated from VCU December of 2014.
Okay. Yeah. Well, did you play a lot in school? Did you take classes in this or what?
No, not at all. I mean, I took a couple of semesters of voice lessons, but that was it.
And what was your major then?
I have a degree in history.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. And that must have been an interesting trip to Kuwait. Why did you go to Kuwait?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was busking in Carytown, and I was approached by someone who was doing a project with the Kuwaiti Club at VCU. And he asked me to record some stuff for him. And then this past summer, he asked me if I wanted to do another project with him where they were taking Richmond musicians, and we were learning Kuwaiti folk songs, but we were remixing them into American styles.
Okay.
So they flew us over there to film a 30-minute documentary for Kuwaiti TV.
I see. Well, that should be... How long were you there?
2 days.
Oh, only 2 days in Kuwait?
Yeah.
You go flying halfway around the world just to stay for 2 days?
Yeah.
You must have gone somewhere else.
No, we flew in... I guess it was technically 3 days if you count all the travel. But no, we were there for 2 whole days. We just worked and worked the entire time. We actually, our last day there, we worked all day and got done filming at 1 and went straight to the airport.
Wow. What did you think of Kuwait?
It was really cool experience. It's different, but it's also very similar. They have a lot of the same stuff we have, a lot of McDonald's and whatnot.
It's Americanized.
Yeah.
I suppose. Well, why don't you introduce this gentleman who's going to be playing with you here? We don't know him, do we?
Yeah, not many people around here are familiar with Bobby Black Hat. He's kind of a newbie. I'm trying to show him around. I let him come on the show with me this morning.
It's my big break.
You're welcome, Dad. Finally.
Well, Bobby, all kidding aside, congratulations on your 2 Veer Awards this past week.
Thank you.
That must have been exciting.
It was a surprise.
No, it was not a surprise. All the music that you've been performing the last year, it was. I knew it. I voted for you.
No, thank you.
Most definitely. You've been doing so much work. And of course, you had the song of the year in the HRBT Blues. I mean, what could possibly touch that song?
Well, we captured the pain of the populace.
In fact, every time Bobby comes here now, he gets here early. And
he got to get here early.
He's so afraid he's going to get caught in the traffic at the HRBT. Well, Maya, what else would you like to play for us here?
This next song is called Peeping Tom.
And Bobby's going to be playing here on this song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote this song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's Maya Walters with her dad here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Let's go. Okay.
Simple, imperfect life. You forgot the real impression.
Sunrise here with Maya Walters. So, are you really a peeping Tom there, Maya?
Okay, I gotta explain that.
Yes, let's explain this. Let's explain the song.
Yeah, let's explain it, Maya.
Okay, so like when I was a kid, I used to walk the dog around the neighborhood at night. Uh-huh. And I don't know, I just kind of noticed like people's windows were open, and it was always, I was always really curious to like think and wonder how people live that weren't me, you know?
Uh-huh.
I do other people do their stuff, their daily things.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote that song, I guess that's around the same time I wrote the other one. And that's right after I started playing ukulele. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote it on guitar, but I picked up the ukulele after my dad bought one and then just gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
He got too busy with other stuff, I guess.
I see. The person, rest was history, as they say, but go on.
Yeah, but it's funny, the person in Richmond that really got me playing ukulele is a friend of Hunter at Sunrise, Joey Cook.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I met her several years ago.
She's been on the show.
Yeah.
And she was on some other show, too. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, some
I think it was on TV.
Thing,
yeah, some weird network thing. Whatever. She got her start here. She was the first time here in this area on this show. Joy Cook, so what do you think of Valentine's Day? Is this a day for you, or you kind of go,
meh.
Meh.
You know, your standard hyper-commercialized, money-grabbing holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you really feel about it, Maya?
you don't have a Valentine, or maybe you give them
I am my own Valentine.
All right. I see. An anti-Valentine person here on our show. We're talking with Maya Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise. You may also hear the voice of Bobby Black Hat Walters. You must be very proud of her, Bobby.
Extremely proud.
Yeah.
I bring it to my show, as I always say, and now you're for something completely different moment.
Yeah. And you know, it works. It really works. It's great. Well, what else would you like to play for us here there, Maya?
Well, I am pretty anti-Valentine, but since it is Valentine's Day, I figure I will do one love song.
You're breaking down.
I'll break down just for you, Hunter.
You're breaking down.
I'm going to do a classic love song that I did not write. Oh. It's a favorite.
Okay, that's fine. Here's Maya Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise here with Maya Walters. And now that you've sung that, Maya, will you be my Valentine just for this one day?
Sure, why not?
Oh, that's very nice. Very great song, too. And thank you for working that up just for today.
Just for you, Hunter.
And thank you so much. Well, again, thank you for coming down here from Richmond today. And
thanks for having me.
Do you think you'll ever record a record or anything? You like to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, And my dad keeps bothering me about recording something, and I'm lollygagging on it. I will soon, I promise.
Well, you got a producer right in the family. I mean, he would probably produce your record for you.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby, thanks for bringing Maya down here today.
My pleasure.
You're not bad at applauding, too. And your mother was great on applause. She did a good job over there.
In the corner.